This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Joining me today is Professor Helen McGillivray, the president of International Statistics Institute, ISI, and ISI will be having a 62nd World Statistics Congress here in Kuala Lumpur. Professor Helen will be indulging us on the happenings of the Congress and also herself, as she's the second female president of ISI in its 130 years of history. Now, before we get into your story, just the fact that it's been around for 130 years, what was the genesis behind ISI?
Oh, it's a fascinating history, because when it was first set up, it was set up by a group of statisticians in government and universities across the world because of the need to collect data, to collect social data, to collect government data. And so that's how it started, and that's why it was called an institute. Then after the First World War, the League of Nations took some of the government work. Then after the Second World War, the United Nations was born and the United Nations Statistical Division was born. In fact, one of the very first meetings that the new United Nations had was with the International Statistical Institute. And so after the Second World War, the International Statistical Institute became completely a professional society. But the reach, it is still unique in its global reach, because it reaches across all areas of statistics, and it reaches, it collaborates and reaches with so many organizations. So it still has observer status at the United Nations Statistical Division.
You know, when we think of statistics, right, you know it's important, and yet we take it for granted. We don't think about it, right? When you talk to people that you're in statistics, what's the first thing people talk about?
Well, to be quite honest, it depends on the area they're in, because after all, statistics reaches into every area. So, of course, one of the reactions is about collecting data on sporting matches. Right. So that reflects an interest a lot of people have. But there's a lot of different reactions. And what I find very interesting is that increasingly the reactions are, so how were these data collected? Where did they come from? And how do we interpret them? And that is exactly what everybody should be thinking about. So statistical literacy is one of the very important qualities, the very important things that society and that all citizens need.
How did you get into this field?
Oh, I was going to be a physicist. This was a long time ago, and statistics wasn't necessarily something that everybody was aware of. It didn't tend to be much in school syllabi. But I was doing physics and mathematics, and did a statistics subject, and thought, oh wow, this is really interesting. What I loved about it was that you have to identify your assumptions, that it is both powerful across disciplines, but also everything in statistics comes from real problems. And just the interest and challenge in exploring data, it just grabs you. So it grabbed me.
Okay. What's the significance of women in statistics, and how are they changing the landscape of statistics?
Well, I guess as much as they're changing the landscape of everything. I mean, what is interesting is that, I'm now retired from teaching, but I taught very large classes in science, engineering, IT, pharmacy, medical areas, in business, and there were always a fairly good proportion of women in, for example, mathematics. Now, for engineering, because I taught engineers for many years. In fact, I was actually a honorary engineer for some of my colleagues. And the proportion of women in the engineering areas tended to go up and down depending on what areas were had the most opportunities at the time. But the proportion of women in mathematics, for as long as I can remember, was always over 30%. Now, in statistics, I don't know whether the proportion is more or less, because the interesting aspect of statistics, of course, is that because statistics is in so many different areas and disciplines, people come into statistics from different ways. But how are women changing the landscape? I think it's more part of the increasing awareness of the importance of statistics in every aspect of society.
If you look at the numbers, you're the second female president of ISI in its 130 years of history. Traditionally, are there just less women in this area of study?
There would probably be less than 50% still, but there's certainly increasing numbers. And as I said, there's always been quite a proportion of women who do mathematics. Now, I can't quote the numbers. I can't quote any numbers off the top of my head because, as I said, statistics is a little bit different to other disciplines. You know, you will have people who are statisticians, but they're actually in departments like agriculture, like environmental studies, like medicine, so that you have people in statistics in lots of different areas. But certainly we have a special interest. We have special interest groups as well as associations, and we have a committee of women in statistics, and we are very much seeking to increase the number of women in leadership positions. And so that I think is common to many areas, and that's increasing the number of women in leadership positions.
Right. I'm speaking to Professor Helen McGillivray, the president of the International Statistics Institute, and in just a moment, we'll be talking about the 62nd World Statistics Congress, which is being held here in Kuala Lumpur, BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise Good Morning. It's also Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Professor Helen McGillivray, the president of the International Statistics Institute, ISI. And ISI is having its 62nd World Statistics Congress here in Kuala Lumpur. Professor, is it held every couple of years?
It's every 2 years. So it's been every 2 years since 1887. And it's been held in 44 different locations over that time. So it is truly international, and one of the aims is to go to as many different places as possible.
Where was it held 2 years ago?
2 years ago, it was in Marrakesh in Morocco, and the two years before that, it was in Rio de Janeiro. And the time before that, it was Hong Kong, and before that, it was Dublin.
Now, tell us about the 62nd. What's the aim of the Congress and the theme for this year?
Well, with the World Statistics Congresses, the host city has quite a lot of input. They are actually the host for the WSC, and they have chosen the motto, Come, Connect and Create. So certainly the coming together is extremely important, because with an international professional association, we have members in more than 140 countries across the world. We have seven associations in special areas of statistics, special interest groups and committees. So being able to come together every 2 years is very important. Even in this era of electronic communications, there is nothing like coming together. You get inspiration, you get cross-discipline and cross-industry and across-business developments. So they are extraordinarily rich and vibrant.
And the topic discussed this year, some of the key topics?
Well, they always range over all the areas of statistics. We always have sessions in different areas of business. We have quite a lot in finance, different industries, the Sustainable Development Goals for the United Nations. We have the environment, in particular, with focus particular on climate change and pollution. We always have sessions in education. We have sessions in survey statistics. We have sessions in all the theory and methodology that lie behind the practical applications. But, of course, one of the important aspects of the World Statistics Congress is it's important for the region. And so there will be, there are always quite a lot of people from the region because that's very important. But just to give you some idea, I actually have them at my fingertips. We have about 250 invited paper sessions which are crafted around particular topics. They've been put together with invited speakers and discussants. And then we have about, what have we got, about 300 contributed papers and about 300 e-posters, electronic posters. We also have, it's the culmination of the competition, poster competition for the International Statistical Literacy Project, which school children from all over the world compete in. We have a new competition on geography and statistics. We present the international prize in statistics as well as other prizes. We have lunchtime discussion groups, open meetings on special topics. It's a very, very full week.
When you look at statisticians, they are in demand, and are we getting enough of these people to join the space?
Let's put it slightly differently. Let's call them statistically trained people. And you probably know that over the last couple of decades, there's been more statistics put into school curricula and tertiary curricula, but there never have been enough statisticians. There's always demand for well statistically trained people. And one theme that will be in my speeches this week is there's a lot of talk about data science these days. Now, at the World Data Forum in October last year, I went to a fascinating session in which leading data scientists said that data science has always been done, but it's come out of the back room and is in the spotlight. And statisticians, of course, have been involved in the development of technology since its very beginning. One of the pioneers, I remember him giving a talk about the monster in the basement with the very first computer. So statisticians and data scientists, we're now tending to talk about statistics and data science because it is almost impossible to work with data and to work with statistics now without the technology as well.
All the best with this week's event. It's been a pleasure speaking to you and being enlightened about statistics. I've been speaking to Professor Helen McGillivray, the president of the International Statistics Institute, ISI. This is Her Vantage on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.